Back to Pranam, the idea is this: the ability, what's unique about Karbonis is the ability to give. And it's a chilek, just like a person needs to give, a chasen, a kala, and a chaven, and so on. You can't, the Gemara says, if a Gemara in the Darim, it speaks about a neda that you won't be neda from me, a neda I won't be neda from you. So the Gemara says, a neda that you won't give me, I can say, lav malka no. I'm not a king that I can keep giving to you. If you make a neda that you won't take from me, I can taina, lav kalba no, the mishani minach. I'm not a dog that I want that I get from you and not give you. In other words, it's not a positive matzah, it's not a pleasant matzah for a person to be in such a situation. Mm-hmm. So that's
a lesson on the Pollock, that the people are actually the ish is actually getting something, the etzem, when we bring karbonos, side the Rambam, side the other ishanim.
Correct. And the question is just the bottom line is, it an ideal avoda in itself or not? That's really the crux of it. The Rambam seems to say it's not the ideal, but it was natural, so they use it for that. Masha'in came, here it's something which is the other shenhold. It's like it's chachila. If you take a glamashal. The Gemara says, "Hakriveyin ala pechasecha." I say I'm right. It's something which is a fold and a carbon. The Gemara's lashon is try to give it as a gift to somebody that you machshiv, and see if that works or not. In other words, nayprabe is it something that hakriveyin al? That's really the nusach of it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Lamaisa, how do we get off to Karbonis? Because the Karbonis that you brought before that, so we said, right, so Karbonis has two types of vinyanim in it. There's a kim olam and a sachim, and the menachas, or menachas as subsumed on the sachim, is a type of going beyond. In as much as he calls it a reyach, it's something which moves a person beyond the natural matzah and gives him some sort of gisha to something beyond.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's take a look at this. It's on comment 161. He's going back to what he speaks about the pratius of Torah. Ayin b'chagiga. Let me close the Messina Protest by Moyed. Akis is called so Protest and Messina Shmuel Moyed. It goes on a whole Mahalach over here. Vizema Shekosav, I'm skimming down a few lines. Vizema Shekosav Kan Protest Kolatera, Dainu, Ha Protest and Boil Moyed. Lachavir Abbeinu, Pasik Zel, Ach Shekosav Shu Protest Kolatera. So the Vaidabo Shemuel Moyed Lamar is referring to specific Protest. So, then he brings a Rashi, al beis hayayin or il moed she shom nitnu proteo biyareh shel Torah. Amon is by a heichem vua be pasuk zeh shaviyikra al moed shvedav al moed shvedav al patish shel Torah. It umatzanu bi advarim sefer ksav kabbalah. So he brings over here like this. Let me skip down. He brings Ramban near the hoyzer Ramban. It's on the second column, left hand column. And then he brings a little bit further down a goyim that says that Mira is the Pnimah Shebetayra. I want to explain it just a little bit, because I think it's like, to the whole thing. When I talk about Klal and Prat, Klal is just giving the Sinai, the Prat is also giving the Sinai. The Klal is always the chitzenius of something. When I say I'm giving you a Klal, the tchuna that's needed for a Klal to be the right Klal is it's a circle that encloses everything possible. If I give you a Klal and it's missing some, and some of the halakas don't fit into that Klal, we've got a problem. So the Mishnah sometimes, it is a Derech Mishnah, sometimes there could be exceptions to the Klal. But without that, the Klal is like an outer kli by definition, and it needs to include all the pratim in it. The pratim is what I be'etzim want out of it. So it's a very interesting arrangement. The pratim is what I want specifically in Olam HaMaaseh. The klolim, A, is a kli to hold all those pratim when it comes to the instructions that I'm giving you what to do. So in Har Sinai, so it's true about mitzvahs in a general sense, that the mitzvahs in general sense, the broad strokes of the halacha are given in Sinai. That's why the psukim in the Torah are general. They don't include, kamlocha isasa, but what malacha is and what malacha is not written. And then you have the specific mitzvahs, which are very, very specific and so on. In a bigger picture, the klolius, all of mitzvahs are a hechatimtza for having inside it the Ribbono Shel Olam. So just like all the prati pe'ulos of Ava are a klal, so to be koil the Ava which is in it, all the mitzvahs are teichi rots of Ava, Melos Shalayim. It's all a kli that's coiled inside it, all of it. So without the kli, you don't have it. Just like if I don't have a glass, there's no water. But I need a glass to hold it. But when I have a glass and it's empty, it's also not it. And the glass is big enough to hold all the water. So the combination of having the klal with the prat on a bigger level includes the kudei saying over here. I think that's what they're going. And that's why Oil Mayid was... Har Sinai was a place that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the kli to be miskasha. The etzim kesha took place in the Mishkan. The Mishkan is called, the Kodesh Kodesh is called the Chadar HaMitos. It's the makom of dibuk and iskaros and so on. The Torah is a kli for it. It's very fascinating. The Rambam says that erusin was given at Har Sinai. That was an inyan. Har Sinai gives us the so to speak, the overall framework of Ishus. But having Erisin without Nisuin is worthless. And having Nisuin without Erisin, being established to Isha, without having the Surah Ishus Ish, is a Zayna. It's not Ishus. But having the Surah Ishus without the Gufa Ishus is also nothing. So first you build a Kli, you build a framework, which is that she's miyuchad, the miyuchad to you, and she's also everybody else. But then you fill it with something. So Maimon Har Sinai was a b'chinas erusin, and Matan Torah was a b'chinas nisuin, and that's how the two fit together.
Mm-hmm.